This is Wickham Sound. It's your Friday mid-morning, at least a Thursday. The week's going so quick, isn't it? Bank holiday weekend, we're heading towards. Normally on a Friday, around this time, normally about 20 minutes ago, to be honest, we give you the latest on the wants and needs from Wickham-based food bank One Can Trust. I'm very pleased to say Joe Belshaw joins us from the charity in what's an especially busy time.
Yeah, thank you, Colin. It's a tricky time of year. Donations really drop down through the summer months. We're incredibly well supported in harvest time, Christmas time. But sadly, as I say, this time of year, donations really drop. And obviously, there's a lot of other things going on in the news right now. So it's not even particularly prevalent in the news to remind people. So, yeah, this is quite a difficult time of year for us with donations.
I mean, we feature each week, you know, things that you're especially in need of. But are there anything in particular that you're especially in need of?
Absolutely. So at the moment, we're quite short of UHT milk, tinned mixed veg, little pots of oil, you know, sort of 500 mils. But actually other things like deodorant and toothbrushes and large size nappies, you know, the sort of size 6, 7, 8s. It's those things that often people don't automatically think of with regards to a food bank. You know, we think of pasta and beans, etc., which are brilliant. But actually, it's all the other things. I mean, we all need to wash our hair and, you know, we do need to do some shampoo as well, actually, comes to say. So, you know, there are a few things at the moment, Colin, that we're a little bit short of. Yes, thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, no problem at all. And it's not just obviously collecting and distributing food. There are so many other initiatives that you're involved with as well.
Absolutely. I mean, just if I can stay on the donations, if we can, just for a minute, I just want to sort of let your listeners know that we're going to be at Morrison's in High Wycombe this weekend, and also Sainsbury's today, actually, which is brilliant. We have a corporate partner who are down there collecting for us. So if you're in either of those stores over the weekend, Morrison's over the weekend, please do say hello and drop an extra item in for us. So the food drives are critically important. I would say 30% of all our donations come from those food drives, and probably another 20% come from the donation cages, you know, as you go through the tills. So they are super, super important. And if I could just say a couple more points on the donation piece. Helen in our team is running two campaigns at the moment. One is aimed at schools and it's called Wear Yellow for One Can. So if any listeners out there have particularly young children, their junior infant schools, maybe they could ask their head teacher if they're involved in One Can's Wear Yellow for One Can. It's very simple, just wear a yellow item of clothing, a bit like Mufti, you know, the kids wear Mufti and bring a tin in, and we're just collecting donations that way. So that's a really nice way for the schools to engage. And then also for Cubs, Beavers, Rainbows, we're running a mini marathon. So get the kids to do 26 minutes worth of activity, whether it's walking, running, jumping, skipping. And again, in exchange for those activities to collect food. So please do get in touch with us for either of those on office@onecantrust.org.uk or our phone number, which is 01494 512 277.
I'm really
sorry, I've hogged the air, haven't I? I just wanted to get that in.
No, of course. No, it's really important. Hopefully the youngsters who are doing the mini marathon will be in yellow as well.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Just to make as much noise as possible. I think our branding, I'm very grateful. It's very strong and it's very eye-catching, isn't it? You know, as I drive around, I see yellow boards. Oh, someone collecting for One Can. So our street heroes are still going strong, Colin. Can you believe after all this time, you know, we set them up in lockdown and some of them are incredible. I mean, that's how many years ago is that now? It's, you know, sort of 4 or 5 years people have been collecting for us, you know, just neighbours, friends, dropping tins down to street heroes, and then they bring them into One Can. It's just incredible. It's the local community are amazing, and we're incredibly grateful to every single person who supports us. We really are.
And brilliant to get support from organisations as well. I know Eden Centre, you're their chosen charity, and there's a collection point there at the customer services. Also Wickham Wanderers, of course, as well.
Indeed. There are a number of really brilliant organisations. Mint Velvet, just around the corner, are organising some more beautiful yellow T-shirts for us for all our campaigns we're running at the moment. So, you know, there's actually too many to mention. Kenview, part of Johnson & Johnson, donated us quite a lot of money towards our new van, which we've been running for the past couple of weeks. So it's incredible. But actually, even just collections in offices, I say even just, they are so important. You know, every tin of soup or mixed veg, whatever, you know, it goes a long way to serve in the local community. And, you know, we're still looking after high numbers, you know, at the moment. Okay, numbers have dropped a little bit, but it's still like twice what it was before lockdown. 400 people last week we were looking after in the whole of South Bucks. So, it's the donations from the community are so important to enable us to maintain our service.
I think it makes such a difference as well when, as you say, if you see someone collecting in a supermarket, that you know where your donation is going as well, that it's local.
Exactly. It certainly is. We work very closely with a number of referring partners to ensure we reach everybody that we can. So that's Wickham, the Bucks Council, Helping Hand team, housing associations, Citizens Advice, a number of different organisations who know who out there is struggling, schools. But also, if you are aware of anybody who's struggling right now, please encourage them to pick up the phone to us, 01494 512 277. We're here to help with anyone who is struggling to put food on the table right now. So, yeah, we're here.
So what would you say is the main message you'd like to get across about the work that One Can Trust is doing at the moment?
Gosh, I could use many words right now, to be honest with you. I'm humbled each and every time somebody gives up their time, they give us a donation, somebody walks into a supermarket with an armful of food for us, the children that donate a single packet of something. It's incredibly humbling and touching. The support is incredible. Without that, as I said, we couldn't run the service that we do. So I think thank you, actually, is the most important thing to be said right now. We are very, very grateful. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening as well.
And remind us how we can find out more.
Absolutely. So our website, all the W's, onecantrust.org.uk. Phone number is 01494 512 277. And what have I missed out? Office at onecantrust.org.uk. Yes, I think I've said it all, haven't I? It's that's where we are. So please get in touch if you can spare a few hours volunteering. Maybe you'd like to deliver a few parcels, or perhaps you could join our amazing team of street heroes, or people in supermarkets collecting donations, or maybe you just want to pack some parcels. Please do get in touch. If you need help, please get in touch. We also have some job vacancies as well at the moment, so have a look on our website, all the W's, onecantrust.org.uk. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Well, it's been brilliant to catch up with you. Wish you a very happy bank holiday weekend, and look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thanks, Colin. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Brilliant chat to Joe Belshaw from One Can Trust, and plenty of ways that you can get involved and support the charity. We'll have more on next week's show at the same time, although possibly a bit earlier.